بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حافظون الصلوات والصلاة الوسطى مغزب المجلس في الله تعالى says openly and clearly to protect your five times salah. Protect your now we must distinguish ourselves how much we are protecting your five. How much are you? No matter where you are, what you are doing, Allah Ta'ala says protect your five times salah. It's now important for us to remember that no one is the provider of Allah. No matter what it is, no matter who you are, Allah Ta'ala is our iman, is that Allah is the provider. He's the nourisher, he's everything to us. Then our duty is to make sure that we protect the five times salah. وَصَلَاةِ الْوُسْطَى. And this وَصَلَاةِ الْوُسْطَى. Why Allah says وَصَلَاةِ الْوُسْطَى? The middle namaz is more to take into consideration. The other salah will make it. Other salahs. But that middle salah was called the salah al-asr. That you have to take a lot of precaution. The reason is because that is the time a person is closing his shop. The shop is a bit quiet. Some nice customers come with and say, now let me see, now you know what, I was quiet for the whole day. Now I got an opportunity. Let me leave the side shop open. Adhan is taking place. No importance to it. And we get to look at the customers and that way he pays in the mass qaza. And sometimes they're not going to perform the salat. So Allah Ta'ala says, the person in the office, He's got a deadline now. He has to meet a certain thing. No matter what he wants to meet the certain deadline I must make. Now why he's busy with that thing, he's not looking at time also. And he has the adhan too, he forgets everything, my deadline, I have to meet it. So in that meeting what he does? He forgets his asr salah. And asr salah is gone. In every field you notice a person in that time of asr, a person rushing to go home, all those things, look at it. That is the most important time. I'll give you an incident of a person. A person who really should be very punctual to salah, but he had a very good habit. For salah time, he closed the shop. No matter what it is, he closed the shop. He said, no, that must come first. Alhamdulillah, that's a very big thing. One day, you know, he was so quiet, he was very quiet. There was no business at all. And that time, Asr Namaz was 4:15. Now, that 4:15 is the most dangerous time. And he's about to close his shop, and a customer comes to him and tells him, I want to buy from your shop. And I'm a big customer. I've got so much money in my pocket. That person looked at him and said to him, no, no problem, I can take you, but I'm going for a bigger profit. He said, what do you mean by that? I'm going to the mosque. But what do you want? He said, I want certain things. He said, why don't you go to another shop? The other shop open. Go with it. And he went to the mosque. He went to the salah. Everything he finished. Take his own time. And when he comes to the shop again, the customer is waiting for him. When you become Allah, Allah become yours. Always remember this much. Do not test Allah. Do not trust Allah. Not test Allah. Do not trust Allah. The man who opened the shop, he said, why are you waiting there? I decided to buy from you. And that day he was the biggest money taking that. Because he had so much of money. Just try to tell you how to do the Salat al-Asr is the most important thing. That is the time man is completely engaged in the worldly things. He's rushing to do this, rushing to do that. I have to meet that, all kind of requirements. And in that he forgets the reality of what I have to read is for himself. So as we're saying, as far as possible, no matter what it is, look after yourself. Protect your salah at all times. That must be the first thing. As we say, that Allah has prescribed that time for you for that. Leave everything and go for it. I say, when you get a nature's call, what happens? You can be in the most deep, you know, biggest meeting, very big meeting, very big money making. Nature's call, what happens to him? Excuse me. But when Allah's call, remember one thing, Allah is a provider. We have gone very, very weak. Otherwise, Allah looks after you. When He looks after, you know, when He looks after the birds in the morning, when they wake up, their eyes open, when they're walking, when they come out of the nest, the food is waiting for them. That's how when you become Allah, the food waits for you. Your rosy will wait for you. You don't have to run for your rosy, rosy comes to you. But become His. Hold Him, there's no other door. You can go to no other door. It's the end of the door you can do. Like that Buzruk, you know, when he was said that your ibadah is not accepted. You'll never be accepted. The murid heard that his Hazrat, your ibadah is not accepted. He said, which other door besides this door? If my ibadah is not accepted, which other door can I do that? When Allah Ta'ala heard that, Allah Ta'ala said, stay till your ibadah is accepted. So why are we not bringing the relationship with Allah Ta'ala how we're supposed to make? Where is that trust? We must trust Allah Ta'ala as Adar and see how Allah Ta'ala gives you. Only one thing he wanted. In the road to Allah, a lot of sabr he wanted. Not all? We are people we want like yesterday. When we make dua, we want that our dua must be accepted now. Who could be more greater than Nabis? Musa alayhi salam made dua after 40 years his dua was accepted. 40 years or 40 days, whatever it is, his dua was accepted, but he never closed that dua. I'm still making the dua. I'm not, there's no other dua. Today we are like that, we make a few days, dua, we have a dua not accepted, leave it. Allah says, if you leave me, I leave you too. If you leave me, I leave you also. Every day of our life, we're supposed to make dua. How important it is. So what is the whole atma? So that is very important at all times that we know that a person who reads his Fijr namaz, his Isha namaz with Jamaat, and a person who and Fijr namaz with Jamaat, he's got the sawab whole night. He does not even wake up with Tahajjud namaz, he can see the worst dream to, most filthiest dream to see, but he read Isha namaz with Jamaat, and he read Fijr namaz with Jamaat, he got the sawab whole night. That doesn't mean now the person who wakes up with Tahajjud is something else. Just to tell you, he gets the sawab of a whole night. Appreciate this, Allah is giving us this sawab. The salah is something very great. You know, on a day of Qiyamah, those people who not need salah, they will not be able to be recognized by the farishtas. When those people will be put in the Jahannam, Allah marhi father. Remember one thing, when the people put in Jahannam, the only way the farishtas will make them out is the nishan with the salah. When Allah Ta'ala tell them to take them out of Jahannam, at that time when they see the sign of salah on them, that's all it. This salah will be appreciated there. So as far as possible, no matter who you are, no matter what a big, you know, deal you got on, there's no bigger deal than him. There's no bigger deal than him, no matter what happens. Alhamdulillah, I knew a lot of students in my time in the early days. They should be in a varsity too. When it comes to salah, excuse me. They could make the salah. And today they are so prominent and so. Why? Because you must know what you're supposed to do first with it. So whether you are like today, it's like this, that a person is so much drowned in a business to that kind that he forgets to assert salah, he goes home at 11 o'clock at night. He's working so hard. If you only notice how hard he's working for this dunya, if he works for akhirah, he'll get. One person comes and tell me, you know, man, I got no family life. I said, you made it like that. No one told you to make life. It's how you draw the line. If you got everything in order, you can do it. Now his child is gone wrong, he's got this way. That. You find today our children are not brought up in the right way. It's merely because man is drowned in the world of his own life, the children are drowned in their own life too. They're all gone their own way. I'm getting calls in this 1-2 days. You'll be surprised, it's so shocking. I don't like to talk about it. How our children have been completely lost. Sometimes I begin to think they are lost. Is the money halal or what? Is the money halal? It begin to think like that, whether halal money is halal or not. How they are so much drowned in the wrong things. I cannot say Allahumma rihi father. He's gone to that extent that he said he can't point a finger at anyone. So if we look at our salah and read the salah in a manner you're supposed to read, like a mu'min, when he makes salah, Nabi can tell Allah Ta'ala is taking the ibadah. A munafiq, not a very munafiq. When he makes salah, Allah Ta'ala is not. A mu'min, when he makes salah, Allah is taking. So he must appreciate this salah. Every time when he goes to the masjid, he must be very often thank Allah Ta'ala. Kadam uttenai utaida. Kadam uttenai utaida. Remember this foot of yours, you didn't bring here, Allah brought you here. How much you have to thank him for that? And always, you know, Hazrat Ajim Abdullah Rahman said very nicely, because your namaz was accepted, you invited a gate from Masjid. You don't have to know my namaz accepted, because he brought you a gate, Allah accepted it. This is what I'm trying to say. When you come to the Masjid with namaz again, oh Allah, you accepted me, that's why you invited me. So how important it is that you must be happy and brought you back. And watch how you show appreciation. Appreciation, I must go more than. I must go more. Because he appreciates you, I must appreciate you too. So that is what called salah. Salah is something we must have to do. Salah. And remember my Hazrat wrote, Inna salata tanha anil fahshai wal munkar. Namaz is sufficient for a person to keep away from all obscene acts. Indecent acts. It keeps him away from. You notice when a person reads namaz every day, when he goes outside too, if his eyes go wrong, they quickly turn away. What made him turn away? Tell me what made him turn away. One is the person does not read namaz at all. He goes outside, his eyes go everywhere else, he will continue looking at it. There's no effect. The effect is because you came to see me. You got no shame to go outside. He's like, you met me and spoke to me. Met me means Allah Ta'ala. You spoke to me, and then you go outside and then you do this. That shame comes in you to turn your eyes. Now, it's for you now, when the time you turn your eyes away, you don't look again. When you look again, then you'll be answered. Remember, Allah Ta'ala is helping you, but you must help yourself too. So the moment you see something wrong, you don't make look again. You stop to know me. Second thing is, most important is your akhlaq. Hazrat spoke on that. My Hazrat Wala emphasizes too much on akhlaq. Akhlaq is the most important, your morals, your conducts, your good habits. And the most important thing is not to get angry. Not to get angry. That is the most important thing, do not get angry. Each and every one of us to work towards that. You know, Burdbari in Farsi means to hold the next person's burden on you. To hold the next person's burden on you. It's not easy. It's not easy. Ibrahim bin Adam Rahmatullah. One soldier is passing by with a horse riding. He says, where is the basti? Where the city is? He said, that is the city. Kabristan. He told him, I want city. He said, that is the city that is most full. All the other place not full like other places. He hit him so much. He didn't know who he was. When we hear of this kind of incidents, we have to put ourselves in a position. If someone has to hit us, how will we respond? What is the reason for this to happen? What is the reason for to say these things? Your worker sometimes tell you out of turn. Because now you're the boss, the worker tells you something that means now is the end of the world. So when Ibrahim was hit so badly, and then he carried him, and the soldier is carrying him, take the city. When he takes the city, the people know, Hazrat, you, what happened to you now? What happened? How come? When the soldier came to know that this is a very great Muslim, Allah fell on his feet, and started crying, Hazrat, please forgive me. He said, this is what I'm going to tell you. He said, every time you hit me, I say, oh Allah, forgive me. We can't forgive people. The time he hit me once, oh Allah, forgive him. Again he hit him, oh Allah, forgive him. That is called bhut bari, means to hold the next person's burden on yourself. To hold your burden on yourself. A person tells you 10 things to you, in return you do, oh Allah, forgive him. Then he says, you know the reason why I said that? But I don't want you to be caught in the day of Qiyamah. And side by side, I want a reward also. Allah reward me. Allah Ta'ala. On that, you know that famous story Hazrat told us about the buzuk and the lion. I don't know if you remember. The buzuk and the lion. Because Hazrat always says, don't praise yourself with outsiders. When outsiders praise you, look the other side. When the wife praises you, then look sides. But she knows you more than anyone else. But outside, that place bigger than you, then you turn and walk away too. You know, you tell okay, this is my side, no. Or you know, I'm a Molan, I'm going to be careful. I'm going to behave myself outside. But there, inside. So Hazi gave his incident and came mind to tell you what was the reason that he got that status. Why got it? That then Hasan Nuri Rahmatullah Ali came to meet him. And then one person, Abu Busila, came to meet Hasan Nuri Rahmatullah. His person name was Hasan Nuri. Nuri is because when she walk at night, noors come out. He don't like light, noors should be light. Nuri Rahman, what a great person. It so happened that this person came so far, came to meet him, Islam Malik, and the wife took off. You came to meet who? Is a buzruk, he's a thug, he's this, he's that and that. Told the worst things. Now why our Hazrat is telling us this? For what he's telling us? If someone had to tell you those things, words, how would you respond? It's not a story only. Your own worker will take off with you. Say in case you've got a very good worker and you stayed with him for so long and he's very, very good to you and the rest of it, then he's the best worker and one day he took off with you. How would you respond? And now the wife is with you all the time. And she speaks and she spoke like that. This person was despondent, don't know what to do. You don't know what to do. He said, never mind, let me go. He went to the city, to the town, and he asked, where is he? Hasan Nuri, he said, he's in the jungle, he's coming now. When he's going to the jungle, he saw a man coming with a lion. It's all right. He's surprised. Hungry. He's doing so much of knocks here at home. And here this man is walking with a lion. And then in the hand, what he got? A snake also. Allahu Akbar, what is this? He told him, Hazrat, I don't understand. Hazrat, I don't understand. If only we can understand. If only we can understand. What we can take here, we can take here. Told him, your dog, your lion is carrying your burden on you. All your load is carrying you. How come? And you got a snake too. You say, yeah, the lion makes 9 weeks, the nonsense, I just hit him with a snake. Keep him straight. But how you got this? He said, because I should hold the load of my wife on my shoulders. The burden on my shoulders, in return Allah gave me this burden. Now let me explain to you. The word explain is very important. What does he mean by I held this burden on my shoulders? Whatever she should tell him. The worst thing she should tell him, the worst thing. Now if the lady is listening to me, they get very happy. Very happy. Whatever she should tell me, she should tell the worst thing under the sun. Things that you cannot believe to. So, I always fulfill her rights if she's not fulfilling my rights. She does not fulfill my rights, but I fulfill her rights. No matter what she can do to me, no matter what she does. She threw me out of the house too, that I'm saying all this now. I still smile. I still come home. No such thing, one day not talking, not a second day. Nothing of that. A normal person. No such thing, not talking for 1-2 days. Like, you know, separate beds now, because you go your way, I go back. Nothing of that. Same person, same quality, everything. Akhlaq, same. I smile. I make salam. Whether she makes salam or not, but I'm very cool. She tells me what to, what words. She tells me, no food today, no food. But I know by the finger. No. I should hold the burden of everything. She pointed out fingers, but I don't. The wife could not point one finger to me. Because I was like that. Now we husbands to think, can we be like that? Let us become like that. Why did my husband tell us that? For what my husband tells? You know, I tell you, I know a person. Oh, no.
He was an ordinary man. But he has so much support in him that he never told his wife one day to. Oof. But when he passed away, he read the kalima. An ordinary man. So what we are supposed to know, that bring that quality into us, that at home or outside, at home, whatever she sees, you could have fallen down, you put right, fall down, put right, but try to put right, all the time put right. So it still happened. This is what it is. The burd body means to carry the next person's burden on your shoulders, whether outside or inside, at home to the same, from the children also, from the children also. Allah, you give them the best of treatment, the best of your akhlaq with them is best. They can tell you everything but you are best. You make them, you make sure you bring them the correct. Today the most important thing is that Allah will question you, your child. It's an amanat that He gave you, amanat. Remember, your child is an amanat. If you do not look after your child the correct way, Allah will question you. You will give him all the extra to go and look at it and enjoy it. Remember, the younger the child is, the younger he is more pure. When the child is born, he is completely pure. Like a pearl. You know, pearl is pure. And soft. The moment you give him the wrong thing to do at that early age, you must know you will answer that. Today, you know, when you see your child, you know, you pray, my child is a master in the acts, man. What, you don't know nothing? You don't learn, learning from my child. They praise Inna Lillahi. Where we are going to. So the same child after that will become your enemy. The same child will not become part of your soul. However, that is just by the way I said it. Just to tell you that how much you must have to hold the burden of others on your shoulders, not to say one word. Not one day, at least not one day. One day a person comes, you know, wife told him 10 things, he said like a mouse there. The other days he's like a lion. No, no, no. Every day is like a mouse. She'll tell me like a mouse, you'll learn like that. A lot of things she'll tell you. Oh, Allah, Allah. Well, now what she won't tell you, that's a word. What she won't tell you. But let her tell you whatever she wants, you become close enough. I will fulfill her rights. I will maybe fulfill her rights. She don't fulfill my rights. No food today. Worry about me. But I still smile. I don't turn away. As we say in the Hazrat, it says that Kamal to hear him. The Kamal is this much that you know, you forego your comfort for the comfort of the next person. Forego your comfort. No matter what happens. Now this is all part of the thing. That whatever she tells you to, you will accept it wholeheartedly. So that was the story of the Guzu, Imam Ibrahim bin Adam, rahmatullah. Likewise, another Guzu, one person on the test. You know, certain people test people too. So test one Guzu, he said, come here and invite me for some food. He came to the house. Who invited you? Who invited you? You got no other work to do. He said, I went to. Come here, who told you to go? Who told you to go? I called you, going away. What a few times you told that. He said, please forgive me. Now I know you're a Buzu. What do you think of Buzu for me? What am I a Buzu? Did you do with a dog? What I did the dogs do? You see how they work, they got so much humility, they don't take them high at all. They don't think high and mighty themselves. He said, you tell him I'm a Buzu, what you did to me like a dog. When you call your dog, you hit the dog, you call, he still come. You hit him again, he come. That's exactly what you did to me. So what's so wonderful about me? What's so wonderful? This is what we have to have in us. That people can treat us anyhow, but we don't treat them badly. We don't treat them badly. We don't treat them badly. This quality has to come into us. Do you know something? This is will increase a person's iman very high. You find people reading namaz, they find the Quran, alhamdulillah. They do all nafil namaz and all. Bring this quality into you, that if they know you, this quality comes into you, your iman is going higher and higher. Your iman increases higher and higher because that is the most difficult thing to do. All this what we are doing is very easy. To take what tells me 20,000 Udhu Sharif, mashallah, istighfar so many times. Very good. Not good. Very, very good. But this, do this. You know, then become someone. Come on, someone. Then you see what the kamal is. You know, my husband, what he did not have in him, Allah Akbar. What he did not have in him? What he did not have in him? The quality of not a student to talk badly to him, but he always was stuck. Never tell him a word. I do not yet to give you all the incident of his. So many incidents of the students to talk to him, how they behave with him too. One student actually told Sayyidina Hazrat, he has even talked to him, ask him after. So this is what is. You know, today the wife does not make ask for marking, the husband, what does the husband do? You must come and bow down in front of him. You want the husband, the wife must make marking, then Allah forgive you. You are Allah Ta'ala now. You are Allah Ta'ala now. So then that Buzhu said, what you did with Allah? What you, I didn't know, there's no Buzhu here. What you did, I'm like a dog. You're the dog. Look how they think themselves to be. They don't think so. Hey, Marshall, Buzuk, hey, doctor, get swollen headed. I'm a big Buzuk now. Yeah, no, what's wrong? There's no Buzuk now. Likewise, another Buzuk too. It so happened, you know, he was a tailor. One kafir should come there and give him a fake note. You know, fake note? For his work, he should take it. He should take it. Don't say nothing. You must not do that. No, I'm not telling you to do that. Please, don't do that. Don't do that. You want fake note. But just to tell you, look at this buzuk, you gave fake note, you should take it. One day that buzuk was not there, and someone else, his shagird was there, his student was there, he's attending to the customer, and the customer gave a fake note. He told him, this is fake, you must take it away. However, when the buzuk came, he told him, this is what happened. He said, oh, what a mistake you made. You should have taken it. That is, I take it. You may rob someone else. You may rob someone else. I don't want to rob someone else. No one either. Look where they go. Nazar is where? Where their nazar, where our nazar is. You understand? This is what you call kamal. This is what you call akhlaq. Never tell me what. Likewise, when another person, the person was behind him and swearing him and being vulgar, the moment he came near his house, he said, please now, be careful. Whatever you say to me now, yeah? Because if I go near, my relative will come and get you. I don't want no one to hit you. Just tell me whatever you want. Tell me now, please. So this is what quality akhlaq Hazrat wants us to have in us. The akhlaq, that how people can be bad to you, but you must be good to them. Be good to a friend is no favor at all. Because a favor to a favor it is. That is my friend, so I'm good to him. But to be good to an enemy, and that is the sunnah of the Nabi Kanifullah. That is the sunnah that every enemy of his, he was very good. He was good. He always forgave them. So make what Allah Ta'ala this majlis the two things. Allah Ta'ala. Amal kani ko tawfiq nasib wa khudaa alhamdulillah. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد. ربنا اعطنا نورنا واغفر لنا انك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم احسن عاقبتنا في الامور كلها. واجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الحب وعذاب الاخره. فاغفر السماوات والارض. انت ولي في الدنيا والاخره. توفني مسلما وحبا للصالحين. وصلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد رحمه الله.